From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Politics mingled with baseball and rock and roll today as President Bush and Democratic challenger John Kerry campaigned throughout the Midwest. The candidates kept up their sharp attacks on one another while collecting some Hall of Fame caliber endorsements. We have two reports this hour. We begin with NPR Scott Horsley, who's traveling with the Kerry campaign.
For John Kerry, this is one of the glory days. His hometown Boston Red Sox won baseball's World Series last night, and rocker Bruce Springsteen is the opening act today at his campaign rallies. Kerry wore a Red Sox baseball cap to a morning rally in Toledo, Ohio. He said everybody in America has to appreciate a team that can come back from being three games down to the Yankees. Kerry himself knows something about comebacks, and he called sports a metaphor for life.
About a year ago, when things weren't going so well in my campaign, somebody called a radio talk show and they said, thinking they were just cutting me right to the quick, they said, John Kerry won't be president until the Red Sox win the World Series.
Even as he celebrates the baseball win, Kerry continues to hurl brickbats at President Bush. He says the disappearance of tons of explosives in Iraq is a symptom of what he calls the president's continuing misjudgments there. Kerry accuses the president of ducking responsibility on the issue and says it's wrong for Mr. Bush to invoke the name of another Massachusetts politician, John Kennedy.
Can you imagine President Kennedy, in the wake of the Bay of Pigs, standing up and telling the American people that he couldn't think of a single mistake that he had made, that he would do everything he had done before exactly the same way? No, every single one of us knows that when the Bay of Pigs went sour, John Kennedy had the courage to look America in the eye and say to America, I take responsibility. It's my fault.
From Toledo, Kerry was on his way to Madison, Wisconsin, and a massive rally headlined by Bruce Springsteen.
Well, the dogs on Main Street howl, 'cause I understand if I could take this moment into my hands. Mister, I ain't a boy.
Springsteen's music is a staple at Kerry's events, but this is his first in-person appearance. He urged on the crowd of 80,000 who filled the streets outside the Wisconsin state capitol.
So let's roll up our sleeves. That's why I'm here today, to stand alongside Senator Kerry and to tell you that the country we carry in our hearts is waiting. And together we can move America towards her deepest ideals. And besides, we had a sax player in the house. We need a guitar player in the White House.
Kerry is a longtime Springsteen fan and says the first rock concert he took his daughters to was the Born in the USA tour 2 decades ago. Kerry caps off this special day by going to Disney World, where he'll rest up for another full day of campaigning in Florida. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Madison, Wisconsin.